childhood is a very interesting time, especially, you know, when you're going through it, living in the moment. I mean, everything is new and you're just kind of trying to figure everything out. But when you look back on it as an adult, then you really get the full perspective of just how interesting that time was. All the things you experience, all of the firsts, all of the accounts, all of the things that you go and tell those around you about that you're finding out that you're going through. And sometimes they're believed. Friends, you know, peers your age sometimes believe you, sometimes they don't. Adults, parents, sometimes they believe you, sometimes they don't. But what may drive one crazy as a child is when you are telling them the truth, telling them something that is factual, is real, this happened to you, but it's so fantastical that they can't possibly believe it because they did not experience it themselves. So the easy thing to do, of course, it's a child. Must be fake. You know, it's one of those things that can drive you batty. I remember feeling that way as a child myself. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we have three different stories, all from the perspective of children. Three different occurrences, very different places, very different times, but each time frustration is there with not being believed. Our first story, a child drawn to the dark windows of a grandparent's attic and tempted to go through the windows to relieve an overwhelming feeling of grief and sadness. But does she go through with it? Then a haunted town has a new ghost story when the father of a young woman passes and his spirit seems to return with a message that is yet to be understood. And when a mother repeatedly dismisses her daughter's paranormal experiences, not only the trauma of the experience sticks with her, but the scars of dismissal burn even deeper. All of that and more in this week's EPP bonus episode number 317 of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's all about to begin. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. As children, our parents tell us, stay away from this, stay away from that, don't do this, don't do that, and it's usually for our own good. It's quite often a safety thing. Children will be curious and put themselves in dangerous situations without knowing, and sometimes it's too late to save them without giving them caution first. That's why we say to little children, stay away from the windows. The windows that can open that are on the top floor of a house. But what happens when you as a child are inexplicably drawn to those windows? A repressing feeling takes over your body. And all you want to do is just feel better. Make that feeling go away. But something is telling you the only way to do it is to go through those windows. It's exactly what happens in our next story. Child in the grandparents' haunted house being drawn to the windows in the attic. Take a listen. As far back as I can remember, my mom brought me to see my grandparents near Altoona, Pennsylvania, nearly every other weekend. A three-hour drive away from our home. My grandmother did not get along with my dad, so he rarely joined us for the trips. I always enjoyed the drive because it meant extra junk food and time to myself with my mom. But upon arrival, it was always filled with anxiety. The outside of the house was lovely with a beautiful porch, which was painted green at the time, and a porch swing that I'd often retreat to for safety. The terror, however, would begin the moment I stepped foot over the threshold. My memories cover the span of 4 years old to 13 years old, which was the point when I began to blatantly refuse to go back into the house. There was a variety of energies in that house, and it was widely believed by my immediate living family that these energies also belonged to family members. I do not know if this was said to reassure me or if they were in a state of denial, but I'm certain that was not the case. So, I'll start with the top, the attic. In the early years, before things grew more malevolent, more dangerous, I was allowed in the attic. Coming from a staunchly Catholic family, I never found it to be particularly out of the ordinary, but my mom would remind me to wrap my rosary around my wrist before going up to play with the dollhouse my grandfather was meticulously building for me. The attic was a menagerie of trinkets, treasures, and all the excitement a child could ever want. But I was always drawn to an area that was for storage only. I was told that it was a mess, that the floorboards were rotted, that the dirt and dust were dangerous for my health, and any other variety of reasons to stay the hell away from that part of the attic. And for the most part, I did, until the day that I did not. The thing about the attic was that the moment you started up the steps, you were immediately seized by an almost paralyzing sense of dread, while simultaneously being urged forward by a relentless sense of curiosity. On this day, the curiosity gripped me tightly and led me straight past all the usual points of interest for a child. It led me directly to the area that I was forbidden from entering. Unlike the rest of the attic, it was dark and the air was thick and stale. While most of the space was open, this area was closed off. It was surprisingly clean for an area that was supposedly a hazard to my health. While curiosity continued to steer my behaviors, the dread picked at the back of my mind. It was like I had regrets for entering, but could not quite stop myself for delving deeper. About a third of the way into the room, the curiosity was equally matched by a sense of despair. The strangest thing about it was that I was extremely aware of the fact that I was not the one who was originating these feelings. The curiosity, dread, and despair were invading from outside of me, but I could not stop. I had my eye on a double window that overlooked the street below. I wanted to run out of the room, down the stairs, and out into the porch swing, but I was compelled to continue moving forward. I finally made it to the window, and I felt relief and closure that was not my own, and I thought, thank God it's over. And I had this wild urge to push the windows open and see how far out I could get before I was in danger of falling. And something inside me reassured me that the sadness that was weighing on my chest would disappear if I could only get those windows open. As I began to unlatch the window, the rosary on my wrist caught the latch on the opposite side. It felt like waking up. The residual feelings that did not belong to me, which had been foraging my brain, immediately dissipated. I immediately knew I had broken an important rule and needed to get out of the room before my mom found out, and I did. I tore out of the room and the whole way out of the house and cried because I felt completely in control of myself again. I did not realize at the time that I was relieved to be free. I probably thought I felt relieved that I did not get caught. I brought it up to my mom years later, and she told me she had no idea how I had gotten in because it was always locked up, and then she told me why. Her aunt had always struggled with opioid addiction, and as a result, when my mother was a child, her cousin was sent to live with my grandparents. While nothing explicitly paranormal had occurred up to that point, my mom and her cousin were always encouraged to stay out of the attic. Evidently, her cousin began visiting the attic, only occasionally at first, not enough to draw attention. However, within a month and a half, my grandparents were having difficulties getting her to leave. That wraps up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 317 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you guys for the support and keeping us on the air. If you're already an EPP, go ahead, binge away on it on ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. If you're not and you want the rest of the episode, then sign up. It's only $5 a month, or you can get 1 month free when you sign up for an annual membership. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We'll hear the rest of this story, plus haunted town has a new ghost story for it when the father of a young woman passes and his spirit seems to return with a message that has yet to be understood. Also, a mother repeatedly dismisses her daughter's paranormal experiences. But the trauma of the experience, the ghostly experience, not only sticks with the daughter, so does the dismissal of the mother. That can burn even deeper. Those stories and more. You get access to the rest of this episode and all 317 bonus episodes, new episodes as they're released every single week, advanced episodes. You get our ebook, our audiobook, so many great extras there for you. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to support our program, get all of the extras, and keep us on the air. Until next time, for Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for listening.